really big explosion occurred this morning at the La Soufriere volcano in St. Vincent.
At around 4:15 thereabout, we had one of the largest explosive episode we would have had since this eruption, and have been in contact with Professor Robertson, who indicates that there's a possible dome collapse and pyroclastic flows seen going down either side of the mountain, both on the Larakai side, on the western coast, and on the eastern coast down the valleys around Sandy Bay, Oria area, maybe Rabico, we don't know as yet. But this is certainly one of the biggest explosive eruptions since it began.
That's the director of St. Vincent's National Emergency Management Organization, Michelle Forbes. The blast has sent yet another ash plume over Barbados, much to the concern of many who have been confined to their homes for a third day. But of immediate concern is what all this ash is going to do to this country's agricultural sector. Farmer Richard Armstrong.
I was out in the field earlier this morning, as the sun, as it got bright enough to see what was going on, and there's definitely a fairly heavy blanket cover, so I can, you know, we're definitely going to get a problem with light penetration into the plant. And as you can imagine, you know, plants need some sunlight during the day, and the last 2 days we've had little or no sunlight. Another 2 or 3 days like that in a row now would be directly negative.
Livestock owners are also worried.
And I'm trying to find out if this ash do have effect on livestock and if it is detrimental.
The chief veterinary officer, Dr. Mark Trotman, says the answer is yes, it is detrimental.
Volcanic ash is toxic to animals. Let me just make that categorical statement right now. It has high levels of sulfur, high levels of fluorine. It is abrasive. It is an irritant.
Chief Agricultural Officer Keely Holder warns that the reduction in sunlight is going to prevent the plants from making food through the process of photosynthesis.
So the longer we're without sunlight, this will lead to slowing down and maybe even total crop loss. The sulfur may cause some short-term damage to the flowers and the foliage. And what we will also see is that if the ash, so far the ash has not been heavy, but if the ash is heavy, particularly ash that is heavier than 4 to 6 inches, will actually lead to complete crop and even pasture losses.
She adds that as it relates to livestock,
therefore we have been encouraging our farmers to ensure that they are washing the faces of their animals wherever possible to reduce any kind of skin irritation, particularly in their mucous membranes, face, eyes, their ears, nose, etc. So again, keeping the water supply clean would also help with preventing the animals from ingesting any ash within the water. The only other thing that I would add as it relates to forage for animals, right now the farmers are able to access some hay, but if this continues for a long period of time, then obviously the challenge would be having, particularly for your small ruminants and for your cattle, having a source of fiber of hay for the animals to feed on, because they cannot feed simply on concentrate.
At the policy level, Agriculture Minister Indar Weir tells us that government is adopting a wait-and-see attitude.
May I have to go back and do some financing in order that we may get a quick return to production. We've already got in place some options available to us through a program that we just secured some funding for called Project CARE. And under Project CARE, we were providing farmers the financial assistance. Fortunately, it has not yet been launched, even though the funds were made available when Parliament last sit. So we can look to see how we can then use those funds on the Project CARE to make sure we have people doing their kitchen gardens and community farming, and then at the same time provide the commercial farmers with some assistance as well. So that's a good thing. On the other hand, I'm hoping that it will not be, but if it is more damaged than we anticipate, then obviously we would have to sit down and work out a complete program for assistance to farmers.
Agriculture Minister Indar Weir, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.